Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the BTS Podcast, and I'm your host. I go by many names. 50 Shades of Black, BG3000, and oh yes, ladies, the Black Aquaman. Let's add that split splash, the Black Aquaman. You know, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I get called an asshole, a motherfucker, lover boy, ladies man. I mean, they ask me, do I wear shades when I do the podcast? Do I wear a cape? Nah, ladies and gentlemen, I don't wear a cape. I don't save them. The Black Aquaman slays them, believe me. Trying to make sure we don't hit nothing, we don't miss nothing, but my man got me going on. My engineer, he's cranking out something good today. Shout out to my man, Drizzy Drake. You can add the name to the list, Certified Lover Boy. Because the Black Aquaman is definitely a lover boy, believe me. I got a special show today, ladies and gentlemen. Today's episode, let me grab it over, we got an engineer. Today's episode is Bad Times at the El Royale. Ladies and gentlemen, you might want to hold on tight for this one right here. All right, we just want to let that play out a little bit. Turn me down a little bit, my friend. Turn me down. I'm loving this. I'm loving this right here. You doing it today, baby. Got my beverages over here. So if you hear me wet my beak, ladies and gentlemen, I'm drinking out of something that looks like... I'm drinking out of a glass today, a wine glass. You know what I'm saying? I got this James Bond beverage over here. So I'm going to wet my beak because I deserve it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a Black Aquaman. I got to keep my fins wet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, turn me down. Again, today's episode is Bad Times at the El Royale. The El Royale is basically a rundown hotel that sits on the border between Cali and Nevada. It becomes a battleground for seven strangers. And basically, everything kind of intertwines. Everybody got a different little story, and at the end, everything mashes up. It came out in 2018. It stars Dakota Johnson, Cynthia Erivo. I'm not doing no justice. I know I jacked her name all up. Chris Hemsworth. You know him. You know Thor, man. We used to fuck girls back in Australia. You know, shout out to Chris, Jeff Bridges, and John Hamm. You know him from Mad Men. And again, this movie came out in 2018. Bad Times at the Hotel. Bad Times at the El Royale. It's not a bad movie, ladies and gentlemen. It was all right. You know, check it out for what it is. Would I watch it again? Probably so. I mean, it wasn't all that. It was okay. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is tonight's premise. And as my engineer slows me down, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to dive into it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and get into this mantra. Tonight's, tomorrow's, the future episode and whatnot. And this is going to go from a story that basically it was actually last summer. I met this young lady, L Boogie. You know, when I first met L Boogie, she was this very standoffish lady. You know what I'm saying? When you get at her, she's this, you know, this rah-rah. Because a lot of guys was coming at her, you know, hey, I'm trying to fuck you, I'm trying to fuck you. Me, I was just like, hey, how you doing? You know, a little small stuff. You know, I really wasn't tripping off the lady. And kind of just threw it out there to her. And she said, yeah, we can chit-chat. And we started talking. And, man, we had a great conversation when we first started talking. Everything was cool. I was feeling her vibes, her honesty. It was very inviting. It was, you know, again, it was refreshing. It was good. And, that last summer, basically it was killer season. So again, we conversated maybe a couple good three, four times. And then, just basically, you know, she was just wanting to see me, like, hey, when we going to get together and you know, try to, you know, see one another. And I was like, okay, let me see what's going on about me, you know. I stay working, you know, that's all I do. I love the brother, loves the work. So I picked it out when I had my my trio. I haven't talked about that story yet, but will I ever talk about it? I don't know. But anyway, we decided to see each other and got all my stuff together, went to go see the young lady, and when I met her, she brought her daughter with her, which was oddly very strange to me. I didn't get it. Later on, you know, I reached out. You know, anyway, let me get into that part. So when I pull up, she gets out, we hug, we greet each other, and she's like, yeah, I got my daughter over there. I'm like, your daughter? So I'm just automatically, I'm like, it's a bad sign. What you bringing your daughter for? You know, and I forgot, my memory precedes me why she brought her daughter, but I'm like, okay, all right. So we just said, she said she's cool though. You know, I didn't mind it. You know me, I'm just like, all right, she's cool. So we go, we walking around, we talking, and it was very hot. You know, that day was hot, and she was starting to complain, it's so hot, and you got me. I think she was saying, you got me out here, and I'm all hot, and it's like, I'm, you know. She was like sweating. I mean, her makeup and everything. She was looking good that day, and it's like, what the fuck is going on, man? She just gets a whole lot of complaining. It's like it's my fault. And I'm like, look, we can sit right here. And again, it was fresh. That's when everybody fresh started wearing masks, or everything was kind of new. So she's dressed up. She's hot. She's sweaty. His makeup is running, and she's tripping already off because she's hot. I mean, I'm hot too, ladies and gentlemen. I was hot too, but I wasn't complaining. I just still couldn't get past the bringing the kid part. Again, I keep saying kid. She wasn't a kid. She was actually at an adult age. And it was like, man, there's really nothing we can do. Like, we couldn't, you know, because her, again, I got to go back to daughter's day. I'm like, you want to grab something to drink? You want to get something to eat? You know, so the first meet was maybe about 40 minutes. You know, we sat in the car and we conversated, we talked, and, you know, said you look nice, she looked nice, and, you know, all that stuff. And again, I didn't expect for the lady to bring the kid. Again, I keep saying kid, but again, she's not a kid. So let me stop doing that. So that was basically like the first time. And then, you know, after that, I was like, all right, I'm going to just fall back for a minute. And I fell back for maybe a good 2-3 weeks, but we still conversated. We always had great conversations. And then I said, you know what, you know, let me just tell her. And then I told her about, I told her that, you know, I do a podcast. And I told her what it's about. If I'm being transparent, I just wanted to let her know. I said, hey, let me just throw this out there. Let me let her know that I do a podcast and I talk about sex. You know, she was welcome to come on if she wanted to. And it was nothing I was speaking about that was new. Everything was old. And she was just like, okay, all right. She listened to a little bit and she was like, all right, okay, okay, okay. So she was kind of like a little dejected by it. You know, she was like, And then, my brother, you know, I always kind of go back and I talk to my brother about stuff. He was like, what's her name? I was like, man, I think I know her, man. She sound familiar. And then, I mentioned that to her. And then, I think how we all got together, either, phone call, I merged everybody in, everybody was talking, you know, me and my brother. And my brother said this name. I'm not going to mention the person's name, but, you know, she was like, oh, yeah, that's my husband. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, after, you know, mentioning that name, she was just like, so many words after we got off the conversation between me and the Broham and her. She was just like, not only now do I do the podcast, now that my brother knows somebody that used to fuck her. So, again, what does he have to do with me? I mean, he's not fucking you anymore. This is like years ago. And quote unquote, you can see my hands. He's supposed to be something like a Nino Brown, a kingpin. So I'm just like, all right, so he fucked you maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, and he still has a hold over you? Like, am I going to run back and tell him that, hey, I fucked this girl? Does he still own you? I didn't get it. I was like, I mean, who is this guy? And my brother kind of gave me the rundown on him. Like, well, what is he, some drug lord? Is he El Chapo? I mean, is he that pressed for this one? I believe me, I know this. I don't know the guy, but I know that he's fucking other girls. And if you're that pressed over this one chick that's probably giving out pussy, I don't know if she was or not. But it just still just baffled me that I was like, and then my brother was basically like, yeah, man, that dude got a hold on her. And, you know, and then I got, you know, talked to my league members, and my league members was like, man, that dude probably still fucking her. And I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I think it was just, she was just in the notion that since my brother knows this guy and I do the podcast, it was like two exes on me already. And maybe she felt that my brother was going to run back and tell him. My brother even talked to the guy no more. And I just didn't get it that, you know, and you know, I never brought that to her. You know, I didn't ever bring up the guy's name because I don't fear nobody. I don't give a fuck about no other guy. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your pussy. You're gonna fuck. You know, it doesn't bother me none. So, and you know, her aunt was kind of, her was an aunt or somebody in her family was kind of digging me a little bit. And we had little conversations and I'm like, man, you know, she was like, hey, 50, you know, what's up? Like, hey, man, I'm like, let me take a look. Let me take a look at her, cause she sound like she fucking. You know, I ain't never tell her that, but that's what I wanted to say. Let me see what she told me. She was a hoe. You know me, I don't. You know, people disrespect hoes. I mean, I'm cool with hoes. I'm cool with bitches. I'm cool with tricks. And they say, oh man, you be calling girls bitches? No, I don't call girls bitches, but I hear other girls call bitches. So why can't I do it? And it's like, would you call your mother a bitch? No, I wouldn't. But I guarantee you that if I talked to some of my mother's old boyfriends before my old man, they was like, yeah, your mom used to be a bitch to me. I used to fuck that bitch. I guarantee you. My dad probably used to call her a bitch. So I'll go with it like that. You know, women can call the women bitches. You know, when I say it, it's a term of endearment. You know, so if I call you a bitch, because I really, really like you. You know, it's not because I'm trying to be disrespectful. Now, when other women call the women bitches, maybe, you know, sometimes it's friendly. Hey, bitch, what's going on? Ain't a long time. Hey, what's up? You know, sometimes if I see a dude I ain't seen in a long time, hey, what's up, bitch? You know, hey, man, what's going on? I'm just joking with the dude. But if I call another woman a bitch, it's just basically a term of endearment. If the Black Aquaman says that to you, I don't use it often. You know, don't be, you know, I got a lot of levels. You know, a lot of levels, trust me. So, anyway, you know, her aunt, I think it was her aunt, you know, I was trying to sneak in, like, let me take a look at her. And she used to be like, yeah, come up here, you know, when they used to go out. And she was like, yeah, mom, she wants you to come up here where we at. And she's just like, yeah, she a hoe. And I'm like, man, you know, she fucking, basically. But I ain't never jumped out there to her because I ain't that scoundrelous, ladies and gentlemen. I know people say that I'm a pussy hound, I chase pussy. But trust me, the Black Aquaman does not chase pussy. I'm not that thirsty. You know, I don't go running to the well. You know, sometimes I let the well come to me, you know. So, again, with L Boogie, her aunt was just like, you know, she would always ask about me. And again, we always had good conversations. And she would just tell me, like, look, be honest with you, you know, why did you have to tell me about the podcast? And I just told her, look, man, I'm just being honest with you, you know. And she told me about the guy thing, you know, I'm just like, and I ain't really break it down to the lady, like, look, if this guy's going to stop you from doing whatever, then that's on you, you know. So then I want to say maybe 2, 4, 5, 3 months later, you know, down, we just had those conversations here and there. And, you know, he always be like, hey, honey, you know, when we going out? Or I just felt like she was wanted to use me as a trophy to show me off and whatnot. And Black Aquaman, you know, I don't like that. I don't really go out for funsies. You know, I don't do that. I'm not a, for lack of better term words, I'm going to say a fag hag. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but if you look it up, you'll see what I'm saying. I don't just go charading around with women and going out and drinking. I don't do that. Not the Black Aquaman. I don't even want to really go out with girls for fun. Like, let's go out and have fun. I don't do that. I'm not a, you know, it's just not me. You know, I don't like doing that. You know, she was trying to go out and do a little stuff here and there. And I was like, let me see. And then, you know, finally I was like, look, let's just go out. I'm getting a room. Are you going to stay with me? Hints, you know, in so many words. Are we fucking? You know, I didn't come out with it brash, but let me go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and grab my 007 cocktail here. I'm going to get my little beverage here. So I'm basically going to say, look, I'm going to go ahead and get a room. And I wonder if you're going to stay with me. She said, yeah, I'll stay with you. And I left it like that. And I talked to my brother. I was like, look, hey, you know, he was like, he was shocked. Like, man, I'm shocked that, you know, she's going to do it. And I said, well, we're going to see where it's going to go from there. Talk to the league member, let him know about it. And, you know, it was all on me. You know, I wasn't in my brain. I was just like, all right, I got it to come out. That's what's just my brother was telling me that, hey, it's just like you were handicapped and you're in a wheelchair and you standing up and you start to walk. You can do your first steps. So he was just like, man, I'm amazed by that. So I got everything. We went out to eat. Well, she actually got the food. She said, you want to get the food and we go back to the room? So I said, hey, we can do that. Yeah, that sounds good. Get the food. You know, we go back to the room. And upon going to the hotel, she was like, yeah, you already got the room? Of course, I didn't get the room. I was just like, yeah, I got. I just want to make sure that she was going to come to the hotel. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not paying for nothing. If you're not going to show up, you know, I gotta make sure. Even though I had a plan Z installed, I still had to make sure that this was going to work. So she was like, I thought you got the room. I was like, oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, don't worry about it. He was like, it's going to be such and such, sir. Okay, here you go. And I said, just walk down there. I got it. So I signed everything. We go up there to the room, and we sit down. We conversating, talking, we eating. You know, she's like, hey, how your food? Yeah, it's this and that. The whole time, I'm like, all right, okay. Looking at the time. Then she goes in the bathroom. She changes. She throws on some little booty lingerie type thing, a little top. And I said, all right, cool. Let me go ahead and shred my clothes. But I didn't get naked. You know, I just t-shirts, some boxers, man. Something light. And she got in. I said, all right, let me get a little. We did, you know, finally got to kiss her. Because the first time, again, I ain't jumping to that. The first time I met her, I always say this, ladies and gentlemen, for me, this is just my preference, my field research. If it's hard to kiss a girl on the first date, it's going to be hard to get some pussy. That's just my thought. That's just me. Even a little smooch on the lips. If you can't get that, just imagine how it's going to be trying to get some pussy. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not tussling and bustling. Matter of fact, I'm going to read something here, man. This young man was telling me about this thing here. Let me find this young man here. Let me find this guy. Give me one. You know, I don't do this for the graham cracker. I don't really get on that shit, but I think his name is Where Kale's Been, at Where's Kale's Been on IG. Check the brother out, and his top of his name says Coochie. This brother says, yes, yeah, I buy a pussy, not because I need to, but I'm really just too busy and grown to try and finesse the draws off. I got more money than time. Let me say that one more time. His name is at Where Kale's Been. He said, yeah, I buy pussy. Not because I need to, but I'm really just too busy and grown to try and finesse the draws off. I got more money than time. I'm gonna let that sink in for 1 minute. The engineer's looking at me. Do you want to say anything? Do you want to? Nah. He said, nah. That's what the brother said. So again, when I was actually in the car, I'm gonna go back. The first time I met her, I was in the car. I said, all right, let me get a little kiss. Let me kiss some lips. She was like, no. I was like, in my head, like, damn. I can't even get a kiss? A little smooch on the lips? And I was like, In my head, this is a bad sign, brother. I said, okay. All right. So we fast forward now, man. We in a hotel. It's the first time I'm really kissing a lady. And we had a nice kiss. And we was kissing, kiss. And then I laid down. And I'm being honest here now. Don't act like I'm trying to just finagle my stories around. I'm trying to remember it now because a lot of this shit gets blocked out of my brain after it's over with. Especially if I ain't fucked. So we laying in the bed and I know me. I try to finesse my hand up her drawers or something like that. She was like, "What are you doing, bitch? What you think I'm trying to do? I'm trying to touch your pussy. What the fuck? Oh man, it's killing." She's like, "What are you doing?" I said, man, look at this, man. I said, come on. But then we was laying in the day before, she's pushing her ass up on me. She's doing all this. I'm like, this kid's fucking with me, man. He's fucking with me. So that's when I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and slide my hand up there and try to touch her pussy. And that's when she was like, what are you doing? And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm like, bitch, what do you think I'm trying to do? I'm trying to touch your fucking pussy. So I said, you know what? I'm not a thief. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to steal your pussy. That's fine. And again, I just said, all right, I'm going to lay in a bed. It's all right. It's cool. And wait till the next morning. And I basically just, that was it. I got up. I think I went to work. I just got up, got my stuff. And I was like, all right. All right, cool. She did what she had to do, and she left, and we chit-chatted for a little bit, and I got my stuff, and talked to the lead member. He laughed me out. He was like, man, you be laying in the bed, man. You got to make sure you hit the joint, and should have made sure. And I said, you know, I wasn't upset. I said, it was cool, man, you know. I'm surprised I got this far, and I to me, honestly, I just felt like it was the podcast. And then my brother knowing the kingpin of whatever this guy who has a hold on her for over 50 years. And that's fine. And I just said, okay. Wasn't upset. Didn't bother me none at all. You know. It would have been even a better story if my plan Z would have came through. But, you know, that didn't work. You know. And after that, we still talk. We still conversate on the phone and whatnot. And she would just say, when I'm going to see you again? You know, always, when I'm going to see you again? When I'm going to see you again? And I'm like, oh, shit. I don't know about that. I don't know that's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe in keep coming out and being no showboat, and I ain't getting no wins. And, yeah, we just talk. Sometimes she'll just call maybe a month later. Yeah, when we going out, and I just wasn't, that just kind of it just left a bad taste in my mouth. We could have just honestly just said, we could just chit-chat again. I'll talk to you all day. That's fine. But that right there, ladies and gentlemen, was a bad time at the El Royale, and I had a lot of good times at hotels. I mean, I had great, fun times, and that was a no bueno for the kid. You know, it's tomatoes, tomatoes. Messy, you know, line of state, ladies and gentlemen. I guess like my league member told me, you know, he said you got to make sure because he had the same thing going on one time. And he told the lady, hey, I ain't messing my Saturday night up. You know, are you, I don't know how he put it to her, but so many words like, you stay in this hotel, we fucking. you know. Just go ahead and wet my beak again, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, she's cool. Again, she's a cool chick. I mean, but I'm not going to be nobody's show trophy. I don't parade girls around like that either. Like, oh, this girl looks so good, I'm just going to show her off. I don't do that. I wouldn't do that. Even if I had the... let's see, if I had a 40-piece, I'm not going to lie. Let me go ahead and parade. I don't care for that. It's just not me. I know I'm an awkward individual. I do a lot of weird things. But that, ladies and gentlemen, the Black Aquaman does not do. And I will not be no trophy as well either. No. Alright, ladies and gentlemen. So that's basically it, man. It's a nice, short, and sweet story. It wasn't a successful story. Again, ladies and gentlemen, all my stories are not all successful. I don't come on here to be like I'm type of savant. I bring women to their knees. No, I mean, to know me is to love me, ladies and gentlemen, basically. You know, if, you know, either there's some women out there that may hate me out there, and some women out there that may still love me out there. I am who I am, ladies and gentlemen. 50 Shades of Black, the Black Aquaman, I'm me, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I don't claim to be no savant, but I guarantee you this, if you give me one night in the bed with you, I'll show you some things. I'm going to do some things that your man or your husband or your mantress will not do, because I'm going to push it to the limit. Yeah, I will do that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at my engineer now. Oh, where are we going here? Now, let's not do that. Where are we going here, baby? Where are we going, baby? All right, cool. You going to start it up? Start me up, baby. Go ahead. Oh, my God, man. What's this guy doing? All right. There you go, baby. Engineer's on it now, ladies and gentlemen. It's my favorite part of the show here. Get it right now. Show notes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me now. Feel me now here. All right. This is, what was your most embarrassing sexual experience? Let me see here. My most embarrassing sexual experience was, I was talking to this girl, L.A. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh. What you trying to do me over there, engineer? You just give me some flashbacks here. That's like some stripper music right there. That's like, I'm going to jump off top real quick. Like, it sounds like someone I used to walk into, Irvin's, man. I just walk in there. I'm solo. I don't got the sensei with me. I'm looking around. And I just walk in. I see the stripper. And I just see this one. And she just climbing up that pole. She's spinning. She just backing that thing up. She's looking at me. I'm like, I'm looking around. Is she looking at me? And she like looking at me like, yeah, I'm looking at you. And I'm like, oh, shit. All right, let me go ahead and get my seat over here. Let me get my ones ready. You know? I like that, engineer. You trying to give me some flashback. You trying to take me back to the future, baby. But anyway, let me get back on topic. What was your most embarrassing sexual experience? I was home and this chick called me up. She was like, look, I'm coming over. Well, can I come over? And then I want to bring my friend over because she want to watch us do it. So I'm like, all right, shit. She come over, she can watch. So, you know, she came over. She put a chair right in the room. And I'm over there. I'm licking. I'm sucking. Again, I was still getting my stuff together here, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I went ahead, put it in. One pump, two pump, three, maybe four, five. And I just bust quick. I was like, and then I was on top of her like, I'm sorry. And it stopped. Oh, let me not say the girl. I'm about to say the girl's name. She was just sitting there like, even though she was high, she was just sitting there like, she didn't say nothing the whole time. She was just sitting there like, it's done. And I know she was probably like, that's it. Even though she did used to watch us like they used to be in like an closet, and they used to be watching us. Like they, like we'll be in a room, and then the girls would just come, all three of them, they'll crack open the door and be watching me fuck her. But never came to my house and did it. It was always at her spot. But busting quick doing that was kind of embarrassing for me. But ladies and gentlemen, I look back at it now. I don't give a fuck. As long as I got my nut, who cares? All right. Do you think you could take off a woman's panties with no hands? Easy. They'll do it for me. I'm not using my hands. You know, once I get to touching, I get to kissing, I get to licking and sucking. Yeah, them drawers gonna come off. Not by me, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me. Pussy gonna be so wet, she gonna have to get it off. She gonna have to get it off quick. Alright, this is a question I got here from Mr. Hendrix, the legend of Big Dick Hendrix. It says, is it okay for women that are in the game, married or single, to warn their single friends about a guy who is either married or single? They are in the game too. I really didn't understand this question at first. I guess so. I mean, to me, I think, yeah, that's her homegirl. I mean, she could tell her homegirl, hey, look, this is what's going on, and it's up to you. You know, just like if I told my boy, if I was about to hook him up, I'm going to let him know too, hey, look, it's up to you if you want to talk to her or not. So, you know. So, yeah, Mr. Hendrix, I think that's what they should do, you know. Let them know, let them get the choice of if they want to deal with it or not, you know. I don't think they're really messing the game up by doing that. Niggas looking out for their friend. Hey, look, I'm just telling you. So that way, if anything pop off, the friend will be like, oh, why you didn't tell me? Or, I mean, why this and that? So, you know, let them know. Let them decide if that's what they want to do. It's on them. So, that's what I think. That's what I think. Let's see here. It says, do you like kissing during sex? It depends if the person can kiss. You know, if so, yeah, we're going to be doing some nice, soft, deep kissing. I'll be playing Jodeci in the background or something. Do you prefer eye contact or not during sex? Sometimes it's cool, you know, when you intertwine with somebody, when you lock with somebody, yeah. Or, I mean, sometimes it could be weird, because I know one time I was doing it. It's a true story. I was doing it. And girl was bent over and I was hitting it, and she just turned around. Like look at her. She looked back at me. I said, what the fuck are you looking at? It's me back here. I mean, who thought was back here? Idris Elba? Look that way. The fuck you look at me? It was just crazy. I mean, and I never asked, like, why were you looking back? Like, the shit was crazy to me. Like, it's me. It's me doing that back there. You know? But yeah, it depends. You know, if I'm intertwined with somebody and we just got that moment, we passion, we vibing, we looking at each other, yeah, that's cool. But sometimes it can be weird, you know what I'm saying? It can be weird sometimes, you know? Let's see. Do you like dirty talk during sex? Yes, 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 yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Gets me charged up. Gets me charged up, baby. Talk that nasty shit to me. See, I don't like when you talk dirty, but your mouth is clean. I want everything to be dirty. I want it to be nasty, ladies. Believe me. All right. Let's see here. Have you had sex with someone you didn't know their name? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I have. I have. You know, when I saw this, people be like, man, you a hoe. You know, nah, I mean, what was she then? She didn't know my name. But most of the time, like, if I sleep with somebody, I want to continue to keep fucking them. I don't believe in the white one-night stand type thing, unless I'm out of state. Even if I'm out of state, if we can still continue to fuck, you know, I fly out there, you know, just to get away from where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind that. I don't mind going at. So it doesn't bother me at all to go out on a little trip there. It doesn't bother me none. Come on, baby. You got to run me back, man. All right, there we go. Let's see here. Something that you wouldn't do in the bedroom. I think I answered this question before, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not doing anal. It's just not me. I know some girls told me they come off that shit. I just don't, for me, I don't dig it. I don't play around it. I will lick it. If it's clean, you got clean your asshole, I will lick your ass and your pussy. But I ain't sticking my dick in there. No way. To me, that's like elementary school, middle school, you know, or pornos like that shit. It's me, it's just not me, man. I just, did it once. Nah, pass. Got a pussy right there. That's what I want. I want that pussy. The P-U-S-S-Y. Pussy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. Do you prefer shaved or not? I love shave, man. I get into it, you know. I'm just, man. What is that? Not like a cat. Cat be looking milk. See my tongue, be that long tongue like a cow's tongue, eating, licking. Yeah, I be licking that pussy like that, kissing it, licking it. Yeah, shave, you know, I get all that jungle juice in my mouth, all that hair and shit. Maybe it's a little bit of fuzz, it's cool. I like that little bit of fuzz. But that thick jungle shit, nah, I had a girl one time, I told her, yeah, you gotta start using some Nair. You know, that shit right there is, I mean, that's crazy right there. You too old to be having all that. You know, I don't know what's up with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think I got one more, I got two more questions here. Let me find it, ladies and gentlemen, here. Let's see. Let me find it here. It's another one from Mr. Hendrix. It says, do you believe in fucking before dating a woman? I mean, if you're not an, I mean, that's like middle school. You're going to go out with her for a couple times, then you're going to fuck. I guess that's how it is, you know, or elementary school, middle school, high school. Me, I don't mind. Like, you know, I like you more if you give me the pussy up quick, you know. I'm like, damn, you know what? She's confident in what she want to do. And that's giving me the pussy. I like that about you. So, yeah. I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, people like, you think, I had this one girl like, oh, you'll do it to me the first thing. Man, lady, don't flatter yourself. I kept telling her that, no. I can say no to, no, it wasn't a girl. Don't do that to yourself, kid. I'm not gonna fuck you on the first day. It's my choice if I want to fuck you or not. But that's his question. Do you believe in fucking somebody before you date? Do you believe in fucking before dating a woman? I mean, me, Black Aquaman now. Yes, I do. Yeah. That answers your question, sir. Yes, Mr. Hendrix. And this is from the Goose, the Guru, ladies and gentlemen. You all know him. We waiting for my man to come on back. He says, do you find it that when the accuser accuses you of cheating, is usually them? Well, I had a situation before, and he's come across this too, where he says if a woman keeps accusing you or a man keeps accusing you of cheating, most likely it's them that's doing the cheating, and they're probably hiding or they're feeling some type of way. And, you know, I had it happen before, but, you know, oh well, what can you do? And I got a little story, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at my engineer real quick. If we can try to find me real quick. Let's see here. You want to let that rock a little bit for a minute? Let's see here. I'm really loving a straight drink, my friend. Yeah, that's it right there. While he's doing that, ladies and gentlemen, we are gonna let that pause for a minute here. Yep. Find that down there, my friend. The engineer is trying to find us real quick for me here while we getting ready to close this out. I got one more. I gotta do this real quick. It has to be addressed, ladies and gentlemen. My sensei, you know, I've talked about him many, many times, and he's the great one, and he asked me, you know, where to learn a lot of my stuff from. You know, me and him, we kind of do chew the same grass sometimes, but sometimes he done went down a hill and went to another bar and started chewing some grass, and I don't go down there, ladies and gentlemen. He's a wild individual. I always ask him to come on, and, you know, I thank everybody that's been on the show, because, again, it's, you know, they think it's like, you know, oh, yeah, it's just, you know, it ain't nothing. It's easy. Well, some people are scared. I had a lot of people scared. They started mumbling. I had my man. Oh, excuse me. Don't mind him right there. I had a couple people come on stumbling, mumbling. And, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not that easy. Crank it up. There you go. All right. We're going to close it out with this right here. But the sensei, I guess I'm going to ask them a whole bunch of time to come on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, when I ask other people to come on the show, if you don't come on the show, don't worry about it, because I'm going to tell the story for you. It's not going to be in your view, since you don't want to come on. It's going to be in my view. So that's going to be the mantra for today, tomorrow, and it's going to be that from now on. So if you don't want to come on, I will kindly tell the story for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the story of my sensei. All right, sensei. My sensei, basically, he goes out of town. He's going to Punta Cana. And he tells me that he wants to go out there. He wants to fuck. He's going to get some pussy. Where to go? So I let him know, okay, you know, I tell him I've been out there before. It's nice and everything. And then he's like, all right, where the broads at? You're the sensei. You're the art. You're the master. You're the Obi-Wan. I'm just Luke Skywalker. I mean, you should know all this, my friend. You should be doing your research. So anyway, he's my shifu. So I tell him, you know, this is where you need to go. You need to go to Sasua. You know, he's like, you know, how much money should I bring? How much should I do this and that and this and that? Again, is the student teaching the master now? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we just talking, you know? So, he finally goes out there. Now, me and the league, we place a small little wager. And I said, he's going out there and he's coming back with the Homer Simpson. That is a pile of donuts. Which, the goose was like, nah, he's the sensei. He's going to get his man. I said, okay, we're going to see. So he's out there for a whole week. And when he calls me, I just text him. I said, hey, are you back? He says, oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, when you come back and you touch down, well, I know me if I came back and I did some damage out there. You're going to get a whole lot of pictures. You're going to get something to let you know that I have planted my seed in another country. So anyway, I knew that was a bad sign. And then he calls me. My engineer, you ready? All right. We're going to say this song again for another episode, because I'm digging this. I'm digging this right here. But anyway, he calls me and he said, yo, what's going on? I said, hey, wait. Let's call the goose and let's going on. Let's call the goose and see what's going on. Okay. So he starts get on the phone. I said, I'm gonna put him on three-way, call him. And then he said, Yeah, what's up, guru? Yeah. And then he said, man, hey man, cut all that out, man. Tell me the story, man. So as I'm listening, again, he starts talking. Engineer, you ready? Yeah, man, this is what happened, man. I went down there and still talking. This was going on in my head. He's still talking.
Boring.
So, did you get some? Did you get any pussy out there? And then the guru does this. And then me, right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, the sensei, the master, my shifu, who taught me some of the things that I learned, came back with a donut. Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'll tell the story for you. Back to the music engineer. And that is the end of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for listening to the BTS podcast. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get at me, you can get me at BG3000 on the Twitters. BTS Podcast 69 on the Graham Cracker. All I do is put up schmutt. I want to thank, give me special shout outs to Mr. Hendrix, the Guru, Alexis or Alexa. I know she's going to be mad. I want to thank her too. She's one of her episodes that she did with me. Regardless of what anybody says, it's one of the highest rated episodes. So I want to thank that young lady too. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody that's come on my show. And I know it's not an easy task, and sometimes it's hard for people to come on and talk about that stuff. But again, you can always come on anonymous. If you want to come on, you can email me. You can continue to email me notes. Or if you want to come on again and tell me your movie story, come on over. I'm not going to get you. It's your story. I'm just asking questions. All right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, again, shout out to everybody out there. I don't got all my cities with me today. But, again, thank you for listening to Between the Sheets podcast. If you want to get at me, you can get at me at BG3000 on the Twitters. 50 Shades of Black. That's me again. BTS Podcast 69 on the Graham Cracker. All I do is put up smart, ladies and gentlemen. I don't do it for the Graham. I don't give a fuck about the Graham. Fuck a Graham. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, engineer. Turn me up a little bit. Yeah. Let me go ahead and drink my beverage. I'm a certified lover boy like Drake. Put that baby up in you. Let that come drip out your pussy.